Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis, and we will begin on Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom with the words V'azdu L'tamayu. In the previous shiur, we had learnt the Machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, exactly when the world was created. We had the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar held the B'tishrei Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Tishrei. And we learned Rabbi Yeshua held that B'nissan Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Nisan. The Gemara now will say that this Machloikis that we just quoted of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua actually is evident in another area of Torah, and that is regarding the Mabel. However, before we begin to learn the Gemara, a word of introduction that Rashi here teaches us. Rashi teaches us that the earth, the world, moves in a yearly orbit. And this orbit that the world takes is in relation to the sun. That the earth moves around in a certain relation to the sun, and that there are in the sky 12 constellations, which are called in Hebrew mazalos, 12 mazalos that are fixed in the sky, that the sun moves in concert with those mazalos. In the course of a year, these mazalos are known as the zodiac, and in the course of the year, the sun makes a complete revolution through the zodiac. Thus, throughout the year, throughout each of the 12 months of the year, the sun is seen rising in different constellations, meaning exactly according to the position of where the earth and the sun are. At every month, when the sun comes up in the morning, there is a different set of mazalos, a different one of the 12 mazalos there. Meaning, for example, in Nisan, which is the first month of the year, when the sun comes up in the morning, it's lined up with the mazal of Teleh. Teleh looks like a lamb. That's the first mazal. The 12 mazals are Teleh, which is the lamb. Shor is the second mazal, which is the bull. Tumim are the twins, Sartan the crab, Aryeh the lion, Psula the maiden, Maznaim the scales, Akrav the scorpion, Keshis the rainbow, Gedi is the goat, Deli is the bucket, and Dogim are the fish. They call these names because the stars look like they're formed in the form of these various different things that we just listed. Two important comments. There are, as we said, 12 mazalos. During the day, if the day is 24 hours long, and the sun is moving along the zodiac, every 2 hours, the sun is lined up with another one of the mazalos. So if we have 12 mazalos, 24 hours in the day, we have the sun lined up every 2 hours with a different mazal. The six mazalos, the six constellations that the sun is lined up with at during the day, are not visible during the day, because the light of the sun blinds us, outshines the stars, and we're not able to see those stars. At night, however, when the sun is not visible, we're able to see the constellations. If, as we said, every month there's a different mazel, there's a different constellation that is the mazel that comes up when the sun comes up in the morning, then that's the mazel of that month. So if we said earlier that the mazel of the month of Nisan is Teleh, the lamb, that means when the sun comes up in Nisan in the morning on the east side, the Teleh is the mazel that it comes up facing. And that mazel of Teleh will be there for the first 2 hours, after the first 2 hours, that mazel is moving from east to west, and the next mazel that will come up will be the shor, and so on. So it becomes obvious that there are always six mazalos during the day, six constellations, 6 times 2 = 12 hours of the day, and there are 6 mazalos at night, 6 times 2 for the 12 hours of the night. The mazalos, like the sun, travel from east to west. So if in Nisan, the mazel of Teleh is coming up for the first 2 hours, it's coming up from the east side, and it's traveling towards the west side. After the first 2 hours, from the east side will emerge the shor. After the next 2 hours will emerge the tumim. The second set of 6 mazalos, which begin with the maznayim, are traveling in the exact opposite. That means, again, as we're speaking about the month of Nisan, if at the daybreak, at the Shas Zricha in Nisan, the mazel Teleh is coming up, starting on the east, starting to travel towards west, on the other side, the mazel Maznayim, which is the first of the second half of the mazalos, is starting to travel from west to east. So by the time the day ends, and mazel Teleh is now on the west side and starting to travel from west to east, mazel Maznayim, which will be the night already in Nisan, is coming up from the east side to the west side. And so it goes on every month of the year. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Braisa taught us, Bishnas Sheish Meh Shana L'chaye Noyach, the Pasuk teaches us regarding the Mabul in the 600th year of Noyach's life, in the Chodesh Hasheni, in the second month, B'shiva Asa Yom L'Chodesh, on the 7th day, the 17th day of the month, Rabbi Yeshua Oymah teaches us, Rabbi Yeshua, what date was that? Oysa Yom Shiva Asa B'Iyah Hayah. That day was 17 days in Iyar. Rabbi Yeshua is the mandamah that holds that B'nisa Nivra Oylam. So when the Torah speaks about the second month, it speaks about the second month from Nisan. So the Mabul began on 17 days of Iyar. Yoim, that is a day, Shemazel Kima Shekeye B'Yom. Kima, the Gemara in Masechet Brachos teaches us, is the tail of the lamb of the Teleh. The tail of the Teleh is called Kima. It's called Kima because it looks Kimeya. It looks like 100 stars, and it is the end of the Teleh. If we just finish saying, and this is the way the Gra explains Rashi's Pshat in our Gemara, which will be the Pshat that we're learning with. If we just said that in Nisan, the Teleh, the lamb, is the mazel that comes up with the sun, in Iyar, the mazel that comes up with the sun is the shor, the bull. The Teleh, with the Kima at its end, is only coming up in the second 2 hours of the day. Says the grand explanation of Rashi, the day, the month, is influenced, the mazel that is influenced on that month is the mazel that comes up together with the sun. In Chodesh Iyar, the mazel that has the influence is shor. Kima with Teleh are in that month, not the mazalos with the influence, they only come up in the second 2 hours of the day. It's also the month, says the Gemara, of my onois mismatim. The subterranean fountains become depleted in that month, because specifically in Eretz Yisrael, in the Yemais HaChama, after Nisan, there is no rain, and therefore the subterranean fountains become depleted because there's no replenishing of the rain in these fountains. Says the Braisa, Umitoich Shishinu Maseyam, because the people of the time of the Mabul acted deviantly in issues of morality, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Ma'aseh Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the way the world worked, Vehelem Mazel Kima B'Yoyim, he set up a situation that Kima, should be the mazel that comes up at the beginning of the day, not the second 2 hours of the day. And because of that, Notel Shnei Kechovim Mikima. Kima, as we said, is a mazel that has many stars in it. Kameya, the 100 stars that we described. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took 2 stars out of that tail of the lamb to make a gap through which rain could come. V'hevi mabel oilam. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the mabel through this gap to the world to bring the flood. Rebbe Lezer disagrees. He says, because Rebbe Lezer is the man, the Amma, that holds that B'tishrei Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Tishrei. So when the Pasuk says that the Mabel began B'chodesh Sheni, he says, Oysa Yoim Shiva Asur Machashvin Hayu, that day was 17 days of Machashvin. Yoim Shemazel Kima Oyla B'yoim, during Cheshvin, Tleh, with Kima at its tail, is mostly at night. Again, if we follow the calculation that we began with at the beginning of the Shir, we'll see that in Cheshvin, the mazel that is, in fact, is Maznayim. So Kima, Tleh, is mainly a mazel that's there at night. Umayonis Miskabrim. And Cheshvin, as we know, is when the rainy season begins. So the subterranean fountains become strengthened during that time. Umetoich Shashinim Asayim. And again, because they acted in a deviant manner. Shina HaKadosh Baruch Alei Masib Reishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the world order. Vehela Mazel Kim V'yoyim. Even though Mazel Teleh is a nighttime Mazel in Cheshvin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that when the sun came up in the morning, the Kima came up with it. V'notel Shnei Kechavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took 2 stars out of Kima, making the heavy Mabel Oilam, and that's how the Mabel came. Says the Gemara, Bishlam L'Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu D'Ksiv, this is why we could understand Sheni, that the Mabel was in the second month. Because as we've been learning, the Torah tells us, Nisan of the first month, the Torah tells us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem, Lachot Shehashana, Nisan is the first month. So if Nisan is the first month, Sheni is Iyar. And that makes sense, as Rabbi Yeshua taught us, that the Mabel began in Iyar. El Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that the Mabel began in Mar Cheshvin, my Sheni. Why does the Torah use the word Sheni in describing when the Mabel began? Answers the Gemara, Sheni Ladin. It isn't the second month in the count of months. It's the second month in which the world is judged. Because as we learned, Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is when the world is judged. Mar Cheshvin is the second month. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that says that the Mabel came in the second month, Haina Deshina. That's what we can understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the world. If we're counting from, recall, because normally, as we said, Kima is not a daytime Mazel in Cheshvin, and here we're learning that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring this, the Mabel, he made Kima come up during the day, we could understand what the change was. El Rebbe Lezer, my Shina. According to Rebbe Lezer, what's the big change? As we learned, although Kima, Tleh, is not the Mazel that comes up together with the sun, it is a daytime Mazel in Iyar. And if it's a daytime Mazel in Iyar, what was the change? Answers the Gemara, Rav Chizda, as Rav Chizda taught us, Dom Rav Chizda, B'Roischen Kilkulu, the Aveira that the people did in the time of the Mabel was that they acted corruptly with something hat, with the Zera, with the semen, B'Roischen Nidainu. As the Gemara explained, B'Roischen Kilkulu B'Aveira, by acting immoral, B'Roischen Nidainu. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was that he caused the Kima to bring boiling water, to boil up the water, and that's how the world should be destroyed. Ksiv Hachav Yishoichu Hamayim. It says regarding the Mabel at the end of the Mabel, Vishoichu Hamayim. Ksiv Hasam, it says in the Megillas Esther, V'chamas Hamelech Shechacha, the king's anger subsided. So we see that Shechacha is used when something is hot and then cools off. The anger is hot. Here too, the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Kima out to make the water hot, and therefore, and that was what the Kima did in Eor, according to Rebbe Lezer, and according to him, the Mabul was in Eor. Rashi, on the Afir Aleph on Beis, brings another proof how we have to explain that according to Rebbe Lezer, the Mabul was in began in 17 days of Marcheshvin, and according to Bishua, the Mabul began in 17 days of Eor. Rashi says, the pasuk that we quoted at the beginning of our shiur says, that the Mabul began, B'shnas sheish mei shana l'chaya noyach, 600 years in Noyach's life. And Rashi takes for granted that the years of Noyach's life coincide with the years of the world. So if the pasuk says that the Mabul began 600 in Noyach's 600th year, explains Rashi, what was the sequence what happened by the Mabul? For the first 40 days of the Mabul, it rained. Then for the next 150 days, the fountains of the day, the subterranean Tohimos, the subterranean fountains rushed forth. 17 days after that is when the Teva comes to rest on the Hore Arot, and then the drying process begins. And as the Mefarshim explained, this was from beginning to end was a year. But let's go back. According to Rebbe Lezer, the Mabul began on the 17th of Marcheshvin, which the pasuk is describing the 600th year of Noach's life. 40 days later is 27 days in Kislev. 150 days later is the first day of Sivan. 17 days later, a date that the Torah identifies is the 17th day of Tammuz. Now, according to Rebbe Lezer, we count the year from Tishrei. So when the Torah speaks about the Teva coming to rest 17 days later, the fact that the Torah doesn't indicate that this was during the 601st year is very understandable, because another Tishrei had not yet come. And according to Rebbe Lezer, the year changes, the year transitions at Tishrei. So that's why the pasuk doesn't indicate that this was a new year. If according to Rebbe Lezer, however, the Mabul would have begun in Iyar, by the time the 40 plus 150 plus 17 days would have come, it would have been after Tishrei, then the Torah should have said it's already the 601st year. We must say, according to Rebbe Lezer, that the Mabul began 17 days in Iyar, 17 days in Marcheshvin. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, just the opposite. He says the Mabul began 17 days of Iyar, 40 days later when the rain was going for, was 27 days in Sivan, another 150 days for the subterranean fountains to continue rushing is the first of Kislev, and 17 days later are 17 days of Kislev. Again, if according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mabul would begin in Marcheshvin, by the time these 207 days that we just accounted for would have come, it would have been after Nisan. After Nisan is a new year. Why doesn't the Torah say it's already the 601st year of Noach? It must be that according to him, the Mabul began 17 days in Iyar, and therefore there was no new Nisan when the time 17 days of Kislev came by, and there was no new year, and the Torah doesn't have to identify it as a new year. This is another proof Rashi says in the V'ozdu L'tamayu. Concludes the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Chachmei Yisrael. Marnan L'mabel K'Rebbe Lezer. They say that the Mabul goes according to what Rebbe Lezer said. The Mabul began on 17 days of Marcheshvin. U'l'tkufa. but according to when the world was created, they say that the world was created, as Rabbi Yeshua says, b'nissan nivra olam. And as we explained earlier in the Masechta, the world is divided into four tekufis, tekufis nissan, tekufis tamuz, tekufis tishrei, tekufis tevis, which we know as spring, summer, fall, and winter. The world, the solar year, is 365 days and 6 hours long, and that year is divided into four for each tekufa, which is about 91 days. Knowing when the world was created and knowing when the tekufas begin have a lot of serious halachic ramifications. The same Talmuder is based on when the tekufa begins. Knowing if we should be ma'aber, if we should make the year into a leap year, depends on the tekufas. So say the Chachmei Yisrael that we count the years, we count the when were the sun and the moon placed in the sky. They were put in Nisan, and we begin counting the seasons for the history of the world from that moment. Chachmei Umas Olam, however, Minim Af L'Mabel Krib Yeshua. They don't even count the Mabel from Tishrei, they count it like Rabbi Yeshua, and they say everything is counted from Nisan. And Mefarshim explain what is the basis of the Machloikis between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Chachmei Umas Olam. Because according to the Chachmei Yisrael, there is a relevance to Chodesh Tishrei. As we learned in our Mishnah, Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah and for Yovel. And since it has such a significance, it could also have a significance for the Mabel. And perhaps one could say that the Mabel was a result, as we just finished learning in our Gemara, of the actions of the people of the world. And we explained that Tishrei, we learned, is a time when people are judged, but that's according to Chachmei Yisrael. So it makes sense that they were judged in Tishrei. They were found, so to speak, guilty, and the Mabel began in Mar Cheshvin. Chachmei Umas Olam don't look at Tishrei as a time of din. They don't. Tishrei doesn't have any relevance to them for halacha, because the halacha does not talk to them. And therefore, they count the world from Nisan, being created from Nisan, so too the Mabel was counted from Nisan. Another pshat that the Ran explains in the Drashas Haran. How did we learn, says the Ran, that Tishrei is relevant? Because we learned it from Gzeirah Shavah. Mireishis Hashana, we learned Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah, says the Ran, speaks to Klal Yisrael, who learned Torah, where Gzeirah Shavah is one of the Yud Gimel Midas, Shat Torah and the Dreshes Ben. Chachmei Umas Olam don't learn Torah. To them there are no Gzeirah Shavahs. To them there is no Torah, and therefore they count the Mabel, Letkufois, Lebrias Olam, from Nisan. We learned in the Mishnah, Uli Yerokos. The Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables. Tana, and there's a brayse that says li rokos, the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the yoshana for rokos, le maisros ulo dorim. Ask the Gemara li rokos my ninu. What do we mean? Ask the brayse when we say rokos, because as the Pnei Yeshua explains, it can't mean for shmita that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is when shmita begins for rokos. Because explains the Pnei Yeshua, as far as Shemitah is concerned, there are no difference between vegetables and fruits and grain. They're all the same. So the Braisa wouldn't single out Yerokos. So ask the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean when it says Yerokos? It means Maisa Yerek, that we have to take Maisa from vegetables, and we've learned that we have to take from one, that we can't take from one year on the next year. Every year is a separate, cannot be combined. The vegetables of one year and the vegetables of the next year cannot be combined. What is the cutoff date? Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ask the Gemara, Haina Maisris. So isn't that the same as what the Brice already said, Maisris? Answers the Gemara, Tana Drabonon. First the Brice speaks of Maiser, which there's a Chiv Drabonon, on vegetables, the chiv to take mice is only the rabbanon. And then v'ktani daraisa, then the braisa discusses maisus, which reflects the chiv to take maisa midaraisa. Ask the Gemara why the listing daraisa bereisha. Shouldn't the braisa first mention the chiv daraisa? Answers the Gemara, I did the chavivale, since Yerek, since the chiv to take maisa from vegetables is only a chiv the rabbanon. And that's something that the Chachamim greatly appreciate. It's a takon of the Chachamim. That's why Agdama, the Raisa, first mentions Maisi Yerek, which is the Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, the Tana Didon, in the Tana of our Mishnah, who only spoke about Yerokais, and did not speak about other Maisa, why not? Answer the Gemara, Tana the Rabbanan. Our Mishnah only spoke about the Chiv the Rabbanon. The Koshkein the Raisa. If by Yerek, where the Chiv to take mice is only the Rabbanon, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, certainly there's Rosh Hashanah for Chiv the Raisa, and it'll be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But it explains the Ritva. This is not really a Koshkein in the classical sense of a Koshkein. Usually a Koshkein means a Kavachoymer. Here, it's not really a Kavachoymer. Here it really means it just means that if by Yerokos, which is the Chiv Drabonin, and the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, certainly so is the case by other Maisris, which are the Raisim. There's a very fundamental machlokes to learn here. The Gemara is saying that the Chiv to take Maisa by vegetables is Drabonin. On what items is the Chiv Midaraisim? Toisris learns that the only things that have a chiv midaraisa in maiser are dogon, tirosh, v'yitzar. Grain, wine, and oil. And in Tosfos Shit itself, there's actually a machloikus rishonim. Some say it means grapes and olives and grain, while the Ramban says that grapes and olives don't have a chiv maisa deraisa. It's only when the grapes are turned into wine and only when the olives are turned into oil. The Rambam says that all produce, all fruits that grow from the tree have a chiv deraisa. The Rebbeinu Yonason learns that the chiv maisa deraisa applies to the shivas haminim. The Yireim learns that regarding Meiser Sheni, all produce and fruits have a chiv midaraisa. Regarding Meiser Rishon, that's where there's a difference between Dogat Tirish for Yitzhu, which are chayiv deraisa, and everything else with the Rabbanan. The Ritva says just the opposite. That regarding Meiser Sheni, only Dogat Tirish for Yitzhu have a chiv deraisa, and regarding Meiser Rishon, everything has a chiv. Every fruit and all produce. Doruch Lener asks a question that here we're discussing what Rosh Hashanah is for Maisris, for Maisa Yerek, for fruit, for Dog and Tirish, for Yitzhar. What about Truma? Asked Doruch Lener, Truma is a more chomer, is more serious halacha than Maiser. If a Yisrael eats Truma, he's chayiv Misa. So why doesn't our Mishnah and the Braisa mention Truma? Answers the Aruch Lener. Since the halacha, that one may not take Truma from the produce of 1 year to the produce of next year, or vice versa, is learned from the Pasuk by Maisa, because the Pasuk by Maisa says Aser to Aser, and there the Pasuk says Shona Shona. From Maisa is where we learn that there's a separate chiv to take Maisa on each year's produce. Truma is only learnt out from Maiser. So even though Truma by itself is a more chomer din than Maiser, the Pasuk mentions, the Braisa and the Mishnah speak about Maiser and not Truma. Ask the Gemara, the listening Maiser. Why, when the Braisa speaks about Maiser, does it call it Maiserois? It should call it Maiser. Answers the Gemara, Echad Maiser Behema, Vechad Maiser Dogon. As Tosfos explains, we learn Maisa Dogon, the Maisa from produce, the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And we also learned in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, the Rosh Hashanah from Maisa Behema is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Is our Gemara teaching us that both Maisa Dogon and Maisa Behema, our Bryce is going according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, and both of them they're Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ask the Gemara, Velisni Yerek. Why does the Mishnah say Yerokois? Why does the Brisa say Yerokois? The Brisa should say Yerek. Answers the Gemara, Trei Gavne Yerek. There are two types of vegetable. One is the Tanan, as the Mishnah taught us. Yerek HaNegad. The Mishnah in Masech the Maestris is discussing when is a vegetable considered completely processed. The halacha is as follows. Regarding deciding in which year the vegetable is considered a vegetable or which year, we follow Lakita when it's collected. But there's another halacha. One may eat from produce, from vegetables, until they're completely processed. Once they're completely processed, one may not eat them, the tevel, until the mice is removed. So the Mishnah Masech the Maestros that the Gemara now is quoting discusses when are vegetables considered completely processed, that they may not be eaten from until the mice and truma mice are removed. Says the Mishnah, Yerek HaNegad, a vegetable that's made into bundles, Misha Negad, is considered completely processed when it's turned into a bundle. Vishena Negad, a vegetable that's not bundled, Mishimala Sakeli. So since from when the barrel, the basket, in which it's going to be put to, it's filled up with, that's when it's considered completely processed. So since there are two types of vegetables, those that are bundled and those that are not, that's why the Brisa used the word Yerokois. There's an interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says here, Vim einam amalas akeli, if one is not filling up the basket in which he's putting the vegetable, mishilaket katzacher, for when he complete his collecting. So the machloikis hachroinim, how to understand Tosfos. The Bartanur explains Tosfos. What will be the din? If one Baruch Hashem has a lot of vegetables and he intends to fill up a number of barrels, says the Batanura, Tosfos is teaching us that even though one of the baskets is completely full, that's not considered that he completed processing. Since his intent is to fill up a number of baskets until all of the baskets are filled, he's not considered that he completed processing. The Rash learns the other direction. He says, what would be the halacha if a person doesn't intend to fill up the whole basket? He only intends to fill up a half a basket. Says the Rash, Tosfos is teaching us that when is the halacha that the entire basket has to be full, and then it's considered a completed processing? Only when he intends to fill the entire basket. But if he doesn't intend to fill the entire basket, it's considered completed processing when he filled up as much as he intended to. Tana Rabbanan. We learned that in a brisa. Lera, liket yerek ev Rosh Hashanah. If somebody collected vegetables ev Rosh Hashanah, actually tov Hashemesh, before the sun went down, before it became Rosh Hashanah, v'chaz v'liket mishetov Hashemesh, and then he collected some more vegetables after Rosh Hashanah began. The halach is ein tamer masim mizel zeh. One cannot take chuma maisa from one bundle on the other bundle. Because Allah is l'fi she'ein tamer masrim, we not only take truma ma'isa, loy men ha'chadosh ha'yosha, not from the new on the old, for loy men ha'yosha ha'chadosh, not from the old on the new. And that's why, since Rosh Hashanah, as we're learning, is the cutoff date, so that's considered new and old. Tosfos asks, how could it been that he collected on Rosh Hashanah? And Rosh Hashanah, one's not allowed to collect any vegetables. So that's why Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. He says that it was collected by a goy. However, the Pnei Yeshua has a different way of understanding the Gemara. He says there's a machlokes rishonim that we said that the year in which a vegetable is considered, that's the year it grew, goes bas lakita, the year when it's collected. There's machlokes rishonim, what does that mean? Doesn't mean that the year that it was actually collected. Or, as the Rambam learns, it doesn't have to be actually collected. It has to be ready to be collected, even if the person didn't actually collect it. Says the Pnei Yeshua, according to Rambam, we could understand the Gemara very well. Here we have some vegetables that were able to be collected before Rosh Hashanah, and we have some vegetables that were only able to be collected after Rosh Hashanah, and they're considered from two different years. The Paiskim discuss that, particularly in olives, they discuss that sometimes the preparation of olives take many steps. They're put into brine, and they're put into salt, and they're put into spices. and they say halacha lemaisa, that let's say the earlier steps of the preparation of the olives were done by goyim, but the later steps of the preparation of the olives were done by Jews. Since our Gemara is teaching us that's the completion of the processing that is what makes the chiyuv meiser, in such a situation there would be if the Jew did the final act of preparation, the chiyuv taking off meiser in such case would be a chiyuv deraisa. Continues the braisa. If this case that we're talking about, Rosh Hashanah, there were some vegetables from before Rosh Hashanah and other vegetables from after Rosh Hashanah, it was the second year going into the third year. Shnia, in the second year, there's a chiyuv ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. In the third year, shlishi, there's a chiyuv ma'aser rishon ma'aser ani. Because we begin to learn now that there is a six-year cycle to trumas and ma'aseres. The first year, there's a chiyuv. The first 2 years there's a chiyuv ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni, and the third year there's a chiyuv of ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani. And again, in the fourth and fifth year there's ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni, and the sixth year there's ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani. And ask the Gemara Manani Mili, from where do we know, ask the Gemara, that there is no chiyuv ma'aser sheni in the third year and in the sixth year, there's only a chiyuv and ma'aser ani? Answers the Gemara on Rabbi Shuban Levi. The pasuk says, "Ki silchal la'aser is kol masa tvoscha b'shnasa shlishi shnasa ma'isa." Touches us the pasuk. Shanash ain by ela ma'isa echad. It's a year where there's only one of the two ma'ises. That there's only ha'ketzah. What does this mean? There's ma'isa rishon and ma'isa ani, or ma'isa sheni yibotel. But there is no ma'isa sheni. Oy ena. Continues the Bryson questioning. Perhaps el af ma'isa rishon nami yibotel. Perhaps there shouldn't even be any ma'isa rishon. Tamaloymer, and says the Bryce, the pasuk says alavim to daber v'mata lem kisichu meis bnei Yisrael asa ma'isa shenasati lchem mita menachlaschem. The Torah speaks to the levim who get the ma'isa rishon, and the Torah compares the ma'isa rishon to nachlaschem, to an inheritance. Hekisha kosel v'nachla. Just like an inheritance had never interruption, somebody inherits something, he has it forever. Af ma'aserishin ein lo hefsek, ma'aserishin never has an interruption, and even during the third year, the sixth year, where there is no ma'aser sheni, there is still ma'aserishin. The Torah Evan says, how can we compare ma'aserishin to a nachla, to an inheritance? Inheritance never has an interruption, as we just finished learning. On the other hand, during the Shemitah year, there is no chiyuv to give ma'aser rishon, so we see it does have a hefsek. Answer the Tori Evan, it's not that during the Shemitah year there is no chiyuv to give ma'aser rishon. During the Shemitah year, all of the produce and the fruits and the vegetables are hefker. And there is no din of ma'aser on something which is hefker. So it's not that there's an exemption. It's not possible to give ma'aser because there is nothing to give ma'aser from. And Reb Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Derech Amuna explains, based on this Gemara, that during the third and sixth year there is no concept of ma'aser sheni. That if one were to say he's giving ma'aser sheni during those years, it's meaningless because there's no such thing as ma'aser in those years. Tanya mihochi kischal la'aser shana ein ba'el ma'aser echad. There's a year where there's only one ma'aser. Okay, it's that ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani. There's only ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani in the third and sixth years, or ma'aser sheni yibotel. Yochel af ma'aser rishon nami yibotel. I would think that so there should be also no ma'aser rishon. Tamlem mevo alevi kos ban shabo. Whenever the levi comes in any of the 6 years, tein lo, he gets a ma'aser. Dim Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, ain't it tzorach? We don't need to learn it this way. We can learn it this way. Hareu oima velavim tedbabe v'matalem kisuch meis bnei Yisrael asa ma'aser shenasati lchem mi'ita benachlaschem. Hekisha kosvo nachlo. The Torah compares ma'aser rishon to a yerusha. Ma'anachla ein lehefsek, just like yerusha never has interruption. Constant af ma'aser rishon ein lehefsek. And the Mefarshim explained why is Reb Elezer not satisfied with the Pshat Rabbi Yehuda. Explains the Ritva, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, although the pasuk says that we give the Levi produce, we give him in the third and the sixth year, As Rashi also says it, Rashi alludes to this also, perhaps when we're giving the Levi something the 36th year, we're not giving it to him because of the obligation to give Maaser Rishon. We're giving it to him because the Levim were typically poor. They didn't own any Nachla. They didn't own any land in Eretz Yisrael. So there is no clear indication that the Pasuk is telling us to continue giving him Maaser. Rather, the Pasuk is telling us to support him. It's only because the Pasuk compares it to a Nachla, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov teaches us, that's the clear proof that Maaseration continues always. All in the Darim, we said that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah from the Darim. Tana Rabbanan teaches us the Braisa. Hamuda Anam Mechaveri Lashana. If somebody makes a nether that he's not going to benefit from somebody else for a year, the halacha is we count 12 months, and for 12 months he can't have any benefit from him. There's machlokes rishonim, what will be the din on a leap year? The Ritva says that even in a leap year we count 12 months. The Rambam, on the other hand, learns that in a leap year we count 30 months miyoyim liyoyim. There's machlokes. There's a shaila in Rabbi Akiva Eiger when it says here miyoyim liyoyim, does it mean to the hour or does it mean only to the day? But if somebody said this year, he makes this net on the 29th day in Elul, as soon as the next year Tishrei comes, also Lashana, it's already considered a new year, and he finished his nether. Says the Gemara, even according to Beleza, who we learned earlier in our Masechta, says that one day in a year is not considered a year. Here, Letzuri Nafsha Kibalai, his purpose of accepting this nether was to be uncomfortable. They shouldn't be allowed to have benefit from his friend. And Hivat by having this hour, even if it's just a day, he fulfilled his nether, and this is a new year, and now he can start benefiting from a friend. Ask the Gemara Eimin Nissen. Perhaps when the Brisa, perhaps the Rosh Hashanah from the Dorim should be Nissan. Answers the Gemara in the Dorim, Holach Achalosh Bnei Adam. When it comes to the Dorim, we follow the way people speak, and people call a new year at Rosh Hashanah. And that's why the Brisa teaches us that Rosh Hashanah for the Dorim is on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Tosfos asks, so why doesn't our Mishnah mention this then, that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Adarim? Answers Tosfos, that our Mishnah doesn't speak about something when it ends. As we just learned that the nether ends Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, if somebody said L'Shana Zu, and our Mishnah is talking only about things when they begin. Ask the Rishonim, there's relevance for when it begins also. Because let's say somebody says, he makes another for the year, something to begin next year. When does the year begin? Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And that's the beginning. So again, the question comes back, why doesn't our Mishnah say that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim? So the Mefarshim answer, the Ritva answers, that since, as we just learned, the Nedarim, we go after Loshem Bnei Adam. We follow the way people speak. So it's not that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is inherently the Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim. Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim is what people think is Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim. Those times, most times, people consider Rosh Hashanah to be the beginning of the year. But let's say there'll be a situation where everybody will consider another date to be Rosh Hashanah. So that will be the day that's Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim. So since it's not a definite situation, that's why our Mishnah cannot quote it. Our Mishnah speaking halachas that will never change under any circumstances. There's an interesting shail that was asked in the Shail Tshuvas Halef L'Chashayna. He asks, by Mincha, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when a person is davening Mincha, he says, Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazois. Blessed this year. But he's holding by Mincha. The year is about to end in an hour, or maybe even less. And how does he say, Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazois? So he answers, based on our Gemara. Here we're saying that if somebody makes a nether at the end of the year, on the last day in 29 days in Elul, the nether ends once Rosh Hashanah comes. So just like the nether is only for one day, so too the tefillah, says the Elul Shleima, could be for one day only. Another pshat that he says is that when the person davens Baruch Aleinu Sushana Azois, he doesn't mean for this year that's just ending. He's davening that the upcoming year that was about to start on Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Aleinu Sushana Azois, this new year should have a bracha.